Okay, so one or two more, just basically one more ha'ara, and then I want to get into some of the halacha l'maisa ramifications of Omer Mutter. Just, if you recall, two shiurim ago, I mentioned that we're trying to explain the Shita of Abaye, that how could Omer Mutter be Korav L'Ones? So we said yesterday that based on Shita's Rashi, it's possible that Abaye never really meant that. But Sof Kol Sof, we had a case where it was hard to say within Shitz Abaye that Omer Mutter was any type of an ones. What was that case? We said on Daf Tes, the Gemara has a situation where you thought you were killing a behemoth and you ended up killing an Adam. You thought you were killing an Adam, you ended up killing you thought you were killing a Kusi, you ended up killing a Yisrael. So the possible svaras that we were trying to play around with didn't really work out so well. What were those? We said maybe the Yisod of Abaye is that Ein Hachinami agrees with Rashi and Tosfos that there's a chiyuv to learn all of the dinim that are going to affect a person in his lifetime. But Sof Kol Sof, if you didn't learn them, that's irrelevant to this particular maisa. We isolate this action in a vacuum and we say, was that considered to be a maisa b'shogeg, or was that considered to be Omer Mutter, or was that considered to be a maisa of Ones, or was that considered to be a maisa where you violated it b'mezid, or maybe it's a middle ground of shogeg? We're not sure. So we said maybe that's the pshat in Abaye, and that's why Abaye can come along and say that Omer Mutter is honest, even though he has to agree to the Iker Svara of Rava that one has a chiyuv to learn the Dinei Torah and can't point to the fact that he didn't learn any halachas and say, well, it's not really my fault. Everything in the Torah is honest, Rachmana Patre. Hard to swallow such a Svara. So maybe the pshat was that we isolate that mice into a vacuum. The main problem with using that Svara, which seemed to be much more palatable than the alternative, which was basically that Ein Hachinami, Abaye totally disagrees with the premise of Rava that Rashi and Tosfos are espousing, i.e. that one has a chiyuv to learn Dinei Torah. Right? It's hard to accept that Abaye's Shita is, no, you don't really have a chiyuv to learn anything. Of course, it's better if you actually want to keep the mitzvos, then you should learn what they are and how to follow them. But nevertheless, you know, if you don't learn them, okay. So you're still considered honest Rachmana Patra and everything you do wrong. Very hard svara to swallow. But nevertheless, the major kasha was, how could you have the case of that he was miskaven to a behemoth, turned out to be an Adam, and say that that's considered Omer Mutter, and say that you're putter from that, if the whole svara of Abaye is that we're isolating that particular maisa. Here, if you isolate the maisa, it's still Omer Mutter within the maisa itself. So how could you say that he's honest? Shouldn't he have taken a second look? Whether or not it's an Adam or a Behema, it's very hard to say that a Bayashita is, if you don't look carefully enough, if you don't look carefully enough, it's considered an Anus. Yes? No, the Svar for Rav is very good. Because he should have looked.
But it
translates over to this Maisa. Just like in general, if you do a maisa without the proper background, we yell at you for not having done the proper research. So too here, research means something else. You should have looked more carefully. No, I think that's a very good parallel. It's Karav La'on, it's Karav La'mezid, just like Karav La'mezid when you didn't learn the dinim. It's not mezid mamish that you're on the hook for it, but you're too mezid to go to the Ari Miklat. You're not considered shogeg to the extent that you're allowed to go to the Ari Miklat. However, Rashi comes along and saves us from this as well. If you learn the flow of the Gemara here, so if you learn it like Rashi, you don't actually have this problem. Let's just take a look in the Gemara inside on Daf Tes. So, I'll give you a second to get it. Right, so we're talking about Ger Toshav over here. So we had a couple of approaches as to when the Ger Toshav would be Chayev Golus and when he wouldn't be Chayev Golus. So Rav Chisda wants to come along and say, Lo Kasha Kansha Harag Derech Yerida Kansha Harag Derech Aliyah. Derech Yerida Di Yisrael Goli Iunami Sagi Leva Golus. Derech Aliyah Di Yisrael Potter Hu Nerags. All right, so we spoke that out at length based on Tosfos and the Yerushalmeach. So Omar Le Rava / Rabba Velav Kal Vachomer Hu Amad Derech Yerida Di Yisrael Goli Ihunami Sagi Leva Golus Derech Aliyah Di Yisrael Potter Iunerag. So it's impossible. And that's Tosfos explains that the Yesod of Rava that he's working with is what? Who remembers? Why does he say that the Kal V'chomer of Chizda doesn't work out? Or why is Rava's Kal V'chomer better? Because Derech Aliyah is Karov Le Onis. It's Karov Le Onis. That's how Tosfos explains the Gemara. And there, that's where the Rambam got his whole din from. Right? So it says Elo Amar Rava, but Omer Mutter. Omer Le Abai, Omer Mutter. Onesu, Omer Le Shani, Omer Mutter, Karov Le Mezidu. Same exact conversation. Now is where we get into this discussion. But Ozdu Le Tamayu. And they're going Le Shitasam, De Itmar. Kasavr behem of an imtza adam cannot even imtza ger toshav rava omer chayev omer mutter korav lemezidhu rav chizda omer potter omer mutter onesu. So it's pretty clear if you learn pashup shat in the Gemara that that's a case of omer mutter, right? However, take a look in Rashi. Va'azdu litamayu. You see that Rashi there? Sort of two thirds of the way down the Rashi's Tesamet Aleph. See it? Okay, good. So he says, "Ozel tamayu, Rav Chizda de lo boy l'shnuye ba'omer mutter de kasavar onesu v'ravad amar nerag." So he says he's saying that Rav Chizda, who says you can't say omer mutter is right, says that you can't say omer mutter because he holds it's an ones, and Rav who says that he's nerag because he holds that it's the kar of lemezid kasavar behema harezek ka omer mutter shahayla lilmod. So chayev misa. So in that case, he's chayev misa, right? So if you look in, if you understand that what Rashi is saying, so basically, why might Rashi be helping us with this, guys? Why might Rashi be helping us with this? Any ideas?
It's the same problem.
What?
Right.
Where are you getting that from?
He says, because he's bringing it to a case that we normally were stringent anyway.
Well, because if you look, he says, Hare ze ki omer mutter. Right? Kasavar behema, Hare ze ki omer mutter. It's similar to a case of omer mutter. Why? Shehoyel lilmod. He should have been just like in Omer Mutter. He should have looked into it better. The Avze Hayelo La'ayin of Geretoshev Askinon. It's not a classic case of Omer Mutter that we're going to parallel it exactly. Just the question is, how strongly do we take these svaras? Right? It's not exactly a case of Omer Mutter. Yeah, it's. Again, it doesn't really save the day the same way we would want it to, because you could argue against this idea, but I just wanted to point out that according to Rashi, this isn't actually a case of Omer Mutter. We saw clearly in the other Rishonim that this is a case of Omer Mutter. But Rashi's saying it's a parallel case where we look at it, there's a whole world view that Rava has, which is different from Rav Chizda's view, which is, Rava has this Svara Hayolo Lilmod, he should have been Ma'ayan better, right? Just like in general, he should have learned the dinim, so too here, he should have been ma'ayin better. And therefore, we're considering this case karav lemezid, right? Whereas Rav Chizda is not considering this karav lemezid. Why? Because he says that he doesn't have to be ma'ayin bedavar? Lav dafka, it's because maybe Rav Chizda says, listen, you have the right to go about your business in as normal a fashion as possible, and we isolate what's considered a normal ma'ayin in this case. So in other words, it's not that Rav Chizda in general hold you shouldn't try to learn the dinim. But again, you could argue that he's isolating this case. Yeah, it seems that's how Rashi's doing it. Right, so again, it's not super smooth the way you'd want Rashi to come and save the day, but it's not nearly as big of a problem if you understand that this is not actually a case of Omer Mutter, it's simply a similar svara. Yeah. Right, if you have that ukimta, meaning it's an important idea also. Meaning, we had the Or Sameach's understanding of Rav Chisda, because we asked the Kasha, how could Rav Chisda say Derech Aliyah is more Karov Le Ones than Derech Yerida, whereas Rava says Derech Aliyah is more Karov Le the opposite. How could Rav Chisda say that Derech Aliyah is more Karov Le Mezid, and Rava says it's more Karov Le Ones? That doesn't make sense. What are they arguing about statistics about when they fall? So the Or Sameach wanted to argue. It's a question of whether or not we take the cheshbon of the Nerag into account. Right? So Rav Chisda would say, by Derech Aliyah, the Nerag knows that it's very rare that someone's going to fall off the ladder of Derech Aliyah, and therefore he's not going to be as careful, and you have to cheshbon that in when you go about your business, and therefore you're more responsible for falling Derech Aliyah than you are Derech Yerida. And the reason you don't go to Golos for Derech Aliyah is not because it was Karav Le'ones, rather because it was Karav Le'mezid. That seems to be the way Rav Chisda is learning. But here, I don't know how you can... Can you play that Svara in here? So let's say it's a hunting area, and the guy is, whatever, he's trying to get close to the bears, so he dresses up like a bear. You know? So I'm saying, so now you look at him, you see a bear, you shoot him, turns out he's a human. So you could then, if you're going to say the Or Sameach's Svara, Rav Chisda would say, you're more on the hook for that. Right? Because why? You should know that since it's bear season, people might want to be dressing up like bears, and you have to double and triple check to make sure that they're actually bears, not people.
And you can say that to the other guy, that the guy should know that.
No, no. Beseder, but Rav Chisda already said it. Meaning, I'm working within what Rav Chisda actually said, i.e., that Derech Aliyah is Karav Lemezid. So there, if you like Dor Sameach's explanation, so then you're chayef to double and triple check also when you think it's a behemoth. That's the point. You understand?
Yeah.
So it comes out worse according to that. Okay, but just in terms of explaining along these lines of why one's initial visual ascertaining of the situation might not be as problematic as we think. So the Birk Savram quotes from an Asivus. I'm not convinced that it's a good parallel, but it's at least noteworthy. Because Avram quotes from an Asivus, who it's in Simon Lamed, Sifkat and Aleph, about what the reason is that an Eid Echad is not Ne'eman to be Motzi Mamon. And he said, because when you're dealing with an Eid Echad, so it's possible that one person who's an eyewitness is making a mistake. He thinks he saw X and he really saw Y. Right? So therefore, if you have two Eidim, so then already you have corroborating stories, we can assume that they both saw the same thing and what they're saying is true. However, an Eid Echad, he's only out on an island by himself. He only saw what he thinks he saw, and maybe he's making a mistake, and therefore we're not Motzi Mamon based on an Eid Echad. We are Mechayev Shvua based on an Eid Echad, so it's obvious that we don't completely dismiss the testimony of an Eid Echad. We take him seriously, but nevertheless, we're not going to be Motzi Mamon al Yado. So if you accept that Svara, the Birk Savram wants the Taina, that maybe you see that people are entitled to make a mistake, and it's actually taken into account that a person's eyes can sometimes play tricks on him. That he might think he's seeing X, and he's really seeing Y. And therefore, that's not something that the Torah views as a bad thing. That if you saw a behemoth, you thought it was a behemoth, you looked carefully and you shot, and it turned out to be an Adam, so you're not Karav Lemezid, you're Karav Laones. Because you really looked, you used the senses that Hashem gave you, and you're entitled to trust your own eyes, and if your eyes played a trick on you, then you're not necessarily considered to have done a terrible thing. I don't know, if you like the Dimyon, I'm not convinced that the Dimyon is so great, but that's what it is. You know, quickly though, because I want to get moving, yeah. Whenever you have corroborating evidence, it's always better. No, Isurim is different. When we say Eidach and Nemun be Isurim, it's not. It's a different word altogether in terms of, he's not giving Eidus to the classic sense that there's a Kabbalist Eidus in Beis Din and things like that. I mean, when you have a Mashgiach that oversees the situation, or not even a Mashgiach, if it's the guy himself, you know, it's a different word altogether than a classic testimony case. He's not giving testimony on the food. You know, it's just that we're allowed to trust him that's actually what happened with the food. You know, or so too, you know, in the case of if you assume the Safra law is talking about Eidecha Nemavisurim when a woman counts Zayin Nikiyim, so that's also considered Eidecha, but she's not testifying in the classic sense as to what happened. It's not the same level of Eidus, I don't think. Okay. Anyway, just wanted to get into a little bit of the Halacha L'maaseh. Yesterday we spoke out the four major tirutzim in terms of how they would affect the rest of Torah. So again, just to chazer quickly, so one, we're saying over here, the first teretz, which was Tosfos' teretz, is that here we have a Gzeiras HaKasev. Here we have a Gzeiras HaKasev that says that Omer Mutter is not part of the din, but Ein Achinami in Kol HaTorah Kula, Omer Mutter would be nidon like a regular shogeg, and you would bring a Korban Chatos for that. So therefore, over here, Omer Mutter might be Karav Lamezid, but in Kol HaTorah Kula, it seems like it's still beged a regular shogeg. Number two, we said that maybe there's a chilik between the maisa that you're doing. That's the Ramban's chiddush in the Yeshom that he rejected. The maisa that you're doing, on one hand, is written in the Torah that the maisa has to be bemezid, and here the maisa is bemezid, so therefore you don't go to Golis, Mashen Kain, and Kol Torah Kul, it's just the chait that has to be beshogig, but the maisa still should be bemezid. Still can be bemezid, and therefore you're in the category of a korban chatas. So therefore, in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you know what you're doing, and you simply are omer mutter on the avera part of it, maybe you would bring a korban chatas as well. Number three, we said that over here, there's a chilik between someone who knows what Shabbos is or what avodah zara is versus here. Apparently, the guy never heard of the Issur Tzicha. Right? So then, seemingly, that would be a nogel, a maisa, and kol HaTorah Kula, that if the person literally never heard of this category of halacha, then they would also be pater based on omer mutter. They would not bring a korban chatas for that. Whereas if they heard of Shabbos, they just didn't know about this particular malacha, then they would be chayav a korban chatas. And last but not least, we said that we're talking about someone who's toeh in the mitzias versus someone who's toeh in the halacha. Over here, you could say that Omer Mutter in our perek only means that he thought it was a behemoth, turned out to be an Adam, against what we just said in Rashi. Whereas over here, whereas in Kol HaTorah Kula, so Omer Mutter means that you made a mistake in the halacha, and therefore you are chayef to bring the korban chatas when you make that mistake. Okay, so just a couple of cases where it plays out. Just a couple of cases where it plays out. Did everybody get a chance to see the Shulchan Aruch and Tzadik Tes? I will take that dead silence as a yes. I don't know. Did people really get a chance to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So at least one person did. Okay. So there's a very important halacha when it comes to the halachas of Bittul. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Gemara says, Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Charchila. One is not allowed to be Mevatel in Isur L'Charchila. Va'afilu nafal letoch heter, she'ein bo shir levatlo, ein mosif in a love heter kedei levatlo. Right? So there's two categories, as we'll see, that one is actually more makel than the other. Category number one is, you're not allowed to purposely be mevatel it. And number two is, if you had a tarovis that it wasn't batel in, you're not allowed to then add more cholent to the mix. Let's say you have two crock pots full of cholent, and 1/30 of milk falls into one of the two crock pots. So then you think, okay, so I'm not really being mevatel in Issur L'Charchila. It's not like I took the milk and poured it in. It fell in, so I'll be marbe the shear of the cholent, and I'll add double the amount of cholent, and then it'll be nisbatel on its own. The first one is if I take the milk and I say, listen, I hate to waste the final drops of a container of milk. It's baltashchis, right? And therefore, I will pour it into my cholent. There's nothing else that I'm having that is, you know, let's say I'm already fleshy because I can't drink the milk, but I know it's the date is up. So I have this huge vat of cholent, and I'm like, all right, so I'll just pour the milk into the cholent. At least it won't be wasted. It'll get eaten, right? So you pour it into the cholent, and you say, like, listen, it's not even going to be 1/100th of the cholent. So I'll be mevatel yisur l'charchila. I'll go pour it into the cholent. So halacha is you're doing an avera by being mevatel yisur l'charchila. But the second case is where you're marbe the cholent. The milk fell in, But what can you do? You made a mistake. It's not shishim. So you add more cholin to make it shishim. That's a second type of mvatlan isilah chachila. Right? Avar ubitlo oshariba alav. So let's say you did it. Any one of those two things. Im b'shogeg mutter. If you did it b'shogeg, it's mutter. V'im b'mezid aser l'mevatel atzmo. So if you did it b'shogeg, you can actually eat the chulent. Right? And if you did it b'mezid, so then it's aser to you, im hushalo, if you were cooking for yourself, v'chein l'misha nizbatel b'shvilo. Or for whom the individual was mevatel the iser. So if you're a cook or a chef or whatever, and you realize that you have a problem that, you know, there was a tarovis of iser that fell into heter, or tarovis of basa that fell into chalav, etc., and then you're marbe because you don't want to throw the whole thing out. So not only is it aser, but it's aser for everyone in the dining room because you were mevatel iser lechatchila for them. That's the knas that the rabbanon put on it. If there's another person who shows up unexpectedly, so then that person can eat it. Right? Because you were not mevatel it for him.
Can you sort of like, you know, get out of it by saying, I have all the food I'm making for this guy, but he doesn't eat it up, but then
you could say anything you want. It doesn't have to be true. I mean, you're supposed to say true things when it comes to, you know, you could just eat the basar b'chalav too if you really want and say like, well, I don't know what basar b'chalav is. I mean, you know. So once you're doing the avera, you can't then play more games with it. Okay, Lamaisa, this is the case of mevatlan iser lechatchila. Now the question becomes, what about someone who didn't know the din? What's called shogeg? That's what the Taz is working on here. Taz says, what's the situation when you were mevatel it because you didn't know that this was something that was usher to do? Right, you heard a little, you listened a little bit in fifth grade, and you heard that there's this concept of bitl b'shishim. So then something fell in there, and you're like, I don't think that's shishim, so I'll have to add more. Right? So that's a shogeg type case, but it's more like omer mutter. So does omer mutter fit in to this situation of shogeg, and would the knas apply? So if you have a copy of the Taz, please take it out. We'll try to read through it, at least some of the highlights. Taz and Sifkot and Tess. L'chora nira milosh natur shekosav kan im lo kivein levata la iser v'chulei. V'chein achar kach shekosav aval hamachabein l'ravos v'chulei. Do'a ikir toli b'kavona laharbos im niskavein b'zeh. Afal gav de to'a b'din v'sover shemutu laharbos levata la iser. Right? So it seems from the lashon of the tour, the Taz was originally a Pirush on the tour, not on the Shulchan Aruch. So that's why a lot of times he comments on the tour. But the Lashon of the tour is mashma that it's all Tali and what? What does it mean that if you were Beshogig or Bemezid, or if you were Niskavin? Was your Kavana for the Maisa? If you have Kavana to be Mevatalit, but not Tali and whether or not you had Kavana for the Din. Right, we call makom mikre mezid. Right, if it says if you didn't know the din, you're still called doing it b'mezid. Kevan sheniskaven b'mezid levata la'iser. Chein mashma medivrei marshal she'azkir b'samach. Okay, so he's going to quote the marshal later on. Ube'emes lo nirekach, but I don't agree. Dimkein kosha alatur shekosav kan shimbitlo shimbanu lachush lezeh lo namin lo. Mashomer shelo riba. So he quotes something else from the Torah that seems to be mashma not that way. Vim isa shemishato abedin mikri mezid kevin shemarbe bekavana levata leiser tikshilach my maksha to alasmak. So I don't want to get involved in this whole discussion, but lemaisa he's saying that it's not so pasha. Just from those two words in the Torah, there are conflicting diukim as well. So I'm not willing to just say that that's what the pshat in the Torah is the way I just explained it. Where can we pick it up from? Lo understand him told that Shigam Zemikri Shogig. She says, I'm picking up for a couple lines now. Shigam Zemikri Shogig, right? I would say that this is also called a Shogig. Viraya Mishabis Paraklaw Godal Damrina Bemishna Rishona Sham Im Shachach Sheish Isr Malacha Bazeh. But Zeaf Agav Shiodea Shahayom Shabbos Mikri Shogeg. V'achanami Dekavase. Right? Now, that's a case of Omer Mutter, essentially. You know it's Shabbos. You don't remember that this is Mutter on, this is Asar on Shabbos, and that's called Omer Mutter. V'ein Lomer Deyesh Ezechilik Bein Shogeg De Shabbos, the Shogeg De Shari Surim. Right? And you can't differentiate between Shabbos and Shari Surim. It brings a raya from Maseches Git. The Od Nir Elohavi Raya, Mechuvas Marik. This is a very interesting Chuvas Marik. We did it last year. I don't know if you remember. When we were learning Sukkah, we were talking about what's considered Ones, what's not considered Ones. So we quoted that famous Gemara, the famous Tshuva from the Binyan Tzion. Right? So the Binyan Tzion has that whole Maisa with the guy who pretended to be Eliyahu Anavi. And so he quoted from the Tshuvas Marik. This is a very Yisodistic Tshuvas Marik. Sheposak, the Marik. He might have spoken it out this year in Shir. Yeah, in Ksuvas, yeah. So he quotes from the Tshuvas Marik, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sheposak Beisha Shezinsa Vehi Lo Yada Im Yesh Iser Bedavar Im Yechshav Shogeg V'Torach Limto Svaris Lo Mechshav Shogeg Mitam Shal Kolponim Niskavenes Lim Ol Ma'al Beisha U'Mizana Tachtav. So what did the Marik say? He said, really, it is a Shogeg. It was Omer Mutter. But why wasn't it a shogeg? Because in this particular case, there's a gzeiras hakasav. The gzeiras hakasav is umal, what's the lashon? Umal bebala. Something to that effect. Care? Umal boma, right? That's the posik word in Parshas Naso. Right? It says umal boma. She rebels against her husband. Right? So here, this woman, she was mizana with this guy who claimed to be Eliyahu Hanavi. Does everybody know the Maisa? Whatever. Basically, in this particular case, we're talking about a woman who was tricked by a guy into thinking that he was Eliyahu HaNavi, and that if she was Mizana with him, the child would be the Melech HaMashiach, and the guy was really horrible looking and, you know, bad smelling and all kinds of nasty things about him, and so she claimed to her husband afterwards that there's no way I would have ever been Mizana with this guy willingly because I was attracted to him or because I was interested in being Mizana. It was only L'shem Shamayim. So they wanted to know from the Binyan Tzion whether or not she's Mutter or Labayla, and whether or not she's allowed to go back to her husband. So basically, he quoted the Tshuvas Marik that it's all totally in whether or not her Kavana was to cheat on her husband. Since in this case, the woman's kavana was to cheat on her husband, it doesn't matter that she may not have actually violated an isser in doing so. The isser lebaal might stem from the fact that the Torah says that if she rebels against her husband, she's now asuralo. Rather than simply putting it in a sense that if she violated the isser b'mezid, then she's asur. If she violated the isser b'shogig or b'ones, then she's mutter. That's not what the Marik says. Right? And he says, al koponim, he miskavenes limo mal b'isha, u'mezana tachtov. Toha lo ksiv ish ki tiste ishto mal amal b'hashem. The Torah doesn't say it goes against God. Dilishtama de miskavenes dafka li iser, ela umala bo mal ksiv, ad kan lashon. That's the lashon of the Marik. Shma mina, b'shar duchte, delo shayach haitaima, Shapir Mikre Shogeg Im Ta'a Bidin. Right? So what do we see from that Marik? In every other case where there's no special Gzeiras HaKasuv, we do consider her case of Omer Mutter to be a Shogeg. Right? If it would have been anything but this, then Omer Mutter would have been Shogeg. Anything but this? What do you think?
Not anything
but? Well, I'm obviously trying to look for something specific here.
Oh, so that's what I hear. There's a different kind of the
like when? No, when else? Obviously here. Well, why else would I ask the question? Right? It's here. There's also, according to the Teretz and the Ramban, that we're mechalik between the Iser being, in other words, where's the shogeg? Is the Ritzicha, the Maiser Ritzicha b'shogeg, that is enough to get them out of Golus, right? Or no, if the mice has to be amazing. In other cases, what does it say? Ki techeta bishgaga, that the chet itself is bishogeg, right? Mashen came over here, where the mice ritzicha is bishogeg, forgetting about what the chet is, and therefore you're putter from Golus In a case of Omer Mutter, Mashenkeno, in other cases, you're Chayiv and a Korban Chatas, in a case of Omer Mutter. So you see that there are isolated cases, according to the Ramban's Teretz, that he himself is not such a big fan of, but according to that Teretz in the Ramban, our case also is one of the exceptions to the rule. You hear that idea? So just to keep that in the back of your mind, that this famous Ma'arik is saying that there are a lot of exceptions, I don't know a lot, but there are exceptions to the rule, and our case could be one of them as well. But the Taz is using this Ma'arik as a reverse raya. He's saying, yeah, the Ma'arik over there says that Omer Mutter doesn't help her, but it certainly helps in Kol Tara Kula Chutz from those few cases where there are Gzeiros HaKasuv saying that if she does it, that Omer Mutter is a problem. So therefore, he comes to the conclusion that in the case of Mevatlan Issur L'Charchila, if the person Pashut never heard that there was an Issur to be Mevatl Issur L'Charchila, and there was a Knas on it, so let's say you have a cook, he's a religious Jew, and he knows that there is something called Bittul B'Shishim, and then he has a Taroves of Issur that falls into Heter, and he wants to be Marv of the Shir, and he really just doesn't know the din. So the Taz says, you don't have to cancel dinner for that night. Everybody could still eat it, because he didn't know the din of Ein Mevatlin Issur L'Charchila, and therefore, he's considered Omer Mutter, and that's Shogig. Shogig doesn't only mean that he had no idea the Issur had fallen until afterwards. You know, Shogig, the way that we started off understanding it, is that, let's say, you're making cholent with beans, and you put the beans in, you know exactly what the recipe is and how many cans of beans are in there, and then you pick up one of the cans and it says pork and beans. Got mixed in with all the kosher baked beans or whatever. Right? So then it already happened, and you know that that pork and beans was the first thing to go in. And then afterwards, you added in more and more and more beans. So that's Mevatlan Issur L'Charchila B'Shogeg. You didn't plan on being Mevatel Issur L'Charchila, but you did it, right? Here, the Taz is saying, in the case of Omer Mutter, that's also called B'Shogeg, and therefore it's not usher to a person, right? And he says, Shuv Matzasi came, but Tosvos B'choros Chaf Gimel Amin Aleph, right? Dira Maskel Savar, Dafil Amanda Omar, Kanish Shogeg, Atu Mezid, B'Mevatel Issur, Mikol Mokom Shogeg, Shekasavar, Shemutter Levatel Mutter. So what does he quote from Aratosos? We could just see it inside, right? Where they're talking about the Gemara has a case where the guy says, Sovar avatlinu beruba. The guy says, oh, I'll just be mevatel et berov. And Tosos says, what? What kind of svara is that? Ma yoil, right? Ha ein mevatlin isur l'charchila v'afilu shogig im batlo ein omavutel. So Tosos is coming out, l'man damar begitin, right? And he quotes the more machmir man damar in gitin, that even b'shogeg, you still aser it if he's mevatel issur l'charchila, and we in the Shulchan Aruch paskin that if it's b'shogeg, it's mutter, right? So he says, miu ikel mandamar hasam b'shogeg yalu, right? So he says, although there is a machlokes about it, Tosos, just being honest about it, he says there is a machlokes, but it sounds like Tosos is coming out l'chumra on ein mevatel issur l'charchila, even b'shogeg, right? So then Tosos says, v'shema ha'chashiv shogeg, maybe this is called shogeg when he thinks that it's mutter b'mevatel issur l'charchila. So it's kind of iffy what Tosos actually meant. So if you see the actual Tosvos versus you see what the Taz does with that Tosvos, it's not so pushy. Right? Did you notice that? Not so much. Right? Look what the Taz does with the Tosvos. I'll read you the Taz's version of the Tosvos. Shuv matzasi kein b'divrei ha-Tosvos b'b'choros. Chaf Gimel Alav Dermaskel Savar De'afilu l'man d'amer konis shogeg atu mezid b'mevatel iser mikol makom b'shogeg shekosavar shemutel levatel mutter. So what's the Taz saying? Even the man d'amer who says ein mevatel iser l'charchila applies when you mevatel it b'shogeg would say that Omer Mutter is okay. So Omer Mutter is better than shogeg, right? That's how the Taz wants to learn the Tosfos. I'll read you the Tosfos again. It's not exactly what he says. So he says, Tema, ma yoel. I'll skip to there. So he says, Miu, ika mandamar hasam bishogeg yalu. There is a mandamar that says bishogeg, it works. And the chay nifsak b'shulchan aruch. Right? So we're working within that mandamar. Vishema, ha chashiv shogeg, And maybe this is called shogeg because he thinks it's mutter to do it. So if you just read the Tosfos as that's one long sentence, so then the Taz is not quoting Tosfos correctly. Basically, if you learn the Tosfos as that being one long sentence, what's Tosfos saying? That there is a mandama that shogeg is okay, and it's shaykh to say that this might be shogeg. So therefore, if you're holding like that mandama, it could be okay. Now, it's halacha lemaisa, it works anyway, because that's how we paskin. We paskin that shogeg is okay. Right? So memela, the Taz would still be right. But he's not being 100% clear, because the Taz seems to have a funky reading of how Tosfos is working. The Taz seems to be saying, there is a mandamar that shogeg works, period. And point number two, maybe this is called shogeg because it's omer mutter. But not shogeg that I just said, which is okay, according to only one mandamar. But maybe this is a special shogeg because it's omer mutter. It's very hard to read into the words of the Tosfos. Okay, but lemaisa, at the end of the day, the Taz does hold that Omer Mutter by Shari Surim is considered shogeg, and therefore the knassos that the Chachamim put on a person don't apply. And if you got a chance to see the Primogadim here, he quotes that the Prichadash and the Kresi Uplesi are very upset about this Taz, and they don't agree, and they try to quote Rias against him. But at the end of the day, the Mishpat Zozov, the Primogadim, sticks with the Taz, and he thinks that the Taz is correct halacha lemaisa. And not only that, but we find this psak in the Mishnah Brura as well, in the beginning of Simon Shin Yud Ches, which is the Isser of Bishul B'Shabbos, so that the Mechaber starts off, HaMevashel B'Shabbos, and the Rama points out, Hu Adin Omalachos, B'Mezid Asur Lo Liolam, U'Lacher Mutter L'Motzoi Shabbos Miyad, right? Interestingly, this is not a Gemara in Shabbos. You think if you learn Parakira in Shabbos, this Gemara is going to come up, right? So if you look through the whole Parakira in Masech Shabbos, it doesn't come up. It comes up in Chulin, comes up in Ksuvis, comes up in Bava Kamma, but the Rif brings it in Shabbos. It's, you have to, if you learn Shabbos with the Rif, so then he quotes it as Ke'ilu, it's on the Daf. He just throws it in there because you need it there. Because when you're going through all the Bishul and the Shehiyah and the Chazara and Sugyas and the Hatmana stuff and Shabbos, you have to know this stuff. So the halacha is very simple. If you do Bishul b'mezid, it's always going to be asur for you. It's ki'ilu for you, it's ki'ilu treif. For others, it's asur all of Shabbos. They can eat it on Motzei Shabbos. Uvishogeg, but let's say you only do it b'shogeg, asur bo bayom. Gam la'acherim, right? It says, ula erev, excuse me, mutter lo miyad, right? So the halacha is, let's say you cooked a delicious cholent, but you violated the Isser Bishul on Shabbos, so then you can eat it after Shabbos. You can have some big tish with cholent on Motzei Shabbos for Malam Malka, whatever, but you, and so can other people as well. So that's a big difference between whether or not you violated the Isser Bishul b'shogeg versus b'mezid. Yeah. Shogeg, well, anything you did wrong, others can eat it on Motzei Shabbos. The difference is, it's not going to be usher to you forever. So that's the difference between shogeg and mezid when it comes to Mevashel Shabbos. And there's just a short sifkatan in the Mishnah Berurah, in sifkatan Vav, where he writes, uvishogeg, shogag bidin o shochach, kol ze bichlal shogeg hu. Just says a davar poshet. Says a davar poshet that... If you violated shogeg, either you didn't know the din, you forgot about the halacha, you were omer mutter, or if you just messed up in a classic shogeg, you forgot what was going on. That's all called shogeg. If you look in the Sharat Zion here, Sif Katan Yedalet and Tezvav, so he quotes it from Ramban and from Magen Avram. But Hu Adinami, we saw it in the Taz and the Primogadim, that they hold in Kol Torah Kula Shogeg is like this. And if you got a chance, we're not going to have time to do it inside, but if you get a chance to read the Ben Ish Chai's Tshuva that I gave you, so he quotes all of this raid, and he has a situation where a guy was nervous that his something was going to burn. He had a he had some type of a candle or a lantern that was going to burn down his house, and people were with him, and they yelled at him. They said, "You're not allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos." And he said, no, he quoted a Mishnah, but he quoted it incorrectly. We know the Mishnah because those of us who know the Perek Bamim Adlikin well, so he says, he thought the word pater meant mutter, but really it just means that you're not chayiv kares, or you're not chayiv misa for doing it. So he thought it was permissible to do it, so he was a case of omer mutter. The Ben Ish Chai speaks out all of the tzadim here as well. So what you see is two cases. We just brought in two cases where we talk about Omer Mutter on Shabbos. So too, when we talk about Omer Mutter in Yaredeya, the Inyan the Knasos Shekonsu Chazal. He also at the end, the Ben Ish Chai paskins that it's also considered a shogeg. It's not considered Karav Lemezid. So Alach Lamais, it seems the overwhelming majority of the post can consider Omer Mutter to be shogeg mamish, not Karav Lemezid, although if you get a chance to read it, he does recommend various steps in tshuva for him. Not as serious as what Rabbi Akiva Eger said for the guy who accidentally killed somebody, but nevertheless, some pretty serious tshuva that the guy has to do. Okay, so Mirat Hashem, tomorrow I want to go very quickly through the sugya of Miskav and Lizrok Shtayim Mizarek Arba. And then I want to move on to Yerida Shilat Tzarech Aliyah. I don't want to spend too much time on either of those. I'd rather get to the next mission already. All right, so everybody have a good day.